Thank you so much for this appeal. At the outset, I wish to join the others to express our gratitude to the High Commissioner and his team for your tremendous efforts over the last year. And thank you so much for your very succinct but comprehensive outlining and update for the current situation, including the funding appeals, so which enabled us to have a better understanding the need to ensure to secure predictable, flexible, and sustainable funding through this appeal in terms of the snapshots of the last year and the path ahead for this year. So this is of great importance to better promotion and protection of human rights. And at all, I wish to thank you also to your efforts to offer a helping hand to those needed and to try to rebuild, to help rebuild the trust among member states on the one hand, and the trust between member states and with your office as well. Indeed, the year 2024 was quite eventful with so many challenges and difficulties. I should say the year 2025 will remain the same eventful, even more. We have to face so many difficult issues which can be cutting from the human rights perspective, crisis, poverty, inequalities, emerging technologies, climate change, etc., the food and the energy crisis. There are so many. So it is high time for us to rededicate ourselves to the multilateral cooperation. And China will, as we did before, to continue to support multilateral cooperations, to support the United Nations, including, among others, the High Commissioner and your office, to play its role in accordance with the UN Charter and with, in accordance with the mandate. And for this cycle, China's UN budget has been drastically increased. We will fulfill our financial duties. And based on that, we will continue to, within our ability, to offer voluntary contributions to support the High Commissioner's office for your endeavor. And I should say, life is not easy, but that means we need more cooperations. We need to move in towards each other. So having said that, I have two or three quick points so to try to benefit from your insight. Firstly, how to enhance the effectiveness vis-a-vis the increase of the budget. On the one hand, I do see the need for the incrementation, the increasing of the budget, while on the other hand, how to improve the effectiveness of the of the use of the budget. And the second is to I wish to tap what can be done based on what has been already achieved to try to strike the right balance of the investment to different aspects of human rights. As like many others, we do believe we need the equal input for the in terms of the budget for the right of economic, social, and cultural rights, and the right of development, and of course the equal importance to the political and civil rights. Last but not least, is the underrepresentation of the developing countries in the OHCHR. I don't have any specific request, but I wish to see that in the days to come, this issue will be higher attention could be paid. Thank you so much.